Well, three Germans have been arrested over last year's Dresden diamond heist. In early November last year, suspects forced their way into the Green Vault Museum and got away with at least three sets of early 18th century jewellery. It's been described as the biggest art heist in modern history. Our Berlin correspondent Thomas Sparrow is with us. Thomas, thanks for talking to us this morning. First of all, tell us about these raids that took place regarding the suspects.
They were very large-scale police raids here in Berlin. 18 properties, garages, vehicles in particular in one of the Berlin districts, a district called Neukölln, and around 1,600 police officers from across Germany were involved in the raid. You already mentioned that three men were arrested, and now they're looking for two further people. In fact, they're looking for those two further people internationally. We're talking here about a very big case in Germany. You already mentioned the Green Vault. We're talking here of a museum, which is actually one of the biggest tourist sites in Dresden. And it's been described as one of the largest treasure collections in Europe and one of the world's oldest museums. Back then, a year ago, when that heist happened, it was certainly a very, very big news indeed here in Germany.
Yeah, pretty audacious as well. Just remind us of some of those details.
Indeed, it was audacious, and it was something that raised the alarms here in Germany about security in museums. And what they stole was actually a lot. You already mentioned those three sets of 18th century jewelry. Among the stolen pieces, you have simply elements that are impossible to calculate. They're historical value, including bejeweled buttons, a diamond encrusted sword, a famous 49 carat white diamond. And the fear now, obviously authorities are still looking for these elements, these objects, but the fear is that many of them could have actually been destroyed because you simply can't sell these things legally because they are too famous. So the main issue, and that was one of the key goals today of these raids, was obviously to try and find more evidence that could then lead authorities to finding at least some of those elements that were stolen a year ago.
Thank you very much. That's Thomas Sparrow, our correspondent in Berlin there.